Girl, those hands just bow. The redeemed, we worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. When you hear the sound from heaven, the sounds of many waters, sounds of worship coming from the throne. They are sounds of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make his glory known. Singing, holy, 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 singing, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels, the elders and angels bow. We redeem, we worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Eternal Father, we bless you this evening. Unto thee shall the gathering of your children be. We thank you for your word. Say, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. We bless you for your presence. We thank you. We acknowledge you this very hour. Bless the heart of your children, Lord, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. Give us an understanding heart this evening, to the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. You're all welcome in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Verse 14 to 18. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bear witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe every one of us heard the reading. He said, verse 16, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. This is the testimony of John the Baptist concerning Jesus Christ. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. If you read verses 4 of that scripture, it said, in him was life, and his life was the light of men. Then in verse 16, he said, of his fullness
have all we received, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. I want us to be on our feet. We're going to just take a prayer point from there. Say, and of his fullness. I don't know what you desired of him. I don't know what you are desiring of God. He said, and of his fullness, and of the fullness of God, and of the fullness of Jesus, he said, have all we received. Open your mouth, say, Lord, this is what I am asking of you. This is what I'm anticipating from you. And of your fullness, I receive it. As I commune, as I take communion tonight, I receive of your fullness. Of your fullness. Everything we need in this life is in his fullness. Everything we will ever need, the solution to our problems, the solution to the challenges of life, is in his fullness. Liagama sonat rebadabadadagabadabadas elestabataya shegeteke bakatagalaba paratazekete bragadiadagaya legete shigabakatagalaba. Shiganana Pasheta Brahanda Yadevana of your fullness, I receive that answer. I receive the solution I'm looking for. I am waiting for Magalabashikata Baladaya. That infirmity, tonight I'm healed of your fullness. What Jesus brought is his fullness. In the fullness of God, he came with the full package of God. Habataya. And of your fullness have all we received. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Please be seated in the presence of God. Jesus is the full essence of God. The person of the Christ is the full expression of God. When you have seen Jesus, you have seen God. Every religion today, except the people that called themselves the fool, Bible said the fool have said in their hearts that there is no God. Every other religion acknowledge the person of God. But the way to access this God is what Jesus came to clarify. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can approach God except by me. When you have seen God, when you have seen Jesus, you have seen the person of God. Let me show you something from the scriptures. In Hebrews chapter 1. He said, God, verses 1, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in this last day spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also made he the world. Verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat on the right hand of the majesty on high. And of his fullness. There is nothing in God that is lacking in Jesus Christ. Nothing. There is nothing in Elohim. That is why when he was talking with his disciples, Thomas began to ask him. When he said that, I go to prepare a place for you, when I'm done, I will come and take you where I am, you will be also. Thomas said, we don't know where you're going. He said, have you been with me this far? And you don't see, know the Father. Because he was like, show us the Father. Praise the living Jesus. He said, he that have seen me have seen the Father. He that have seen me have seen. This is Bible study. We are going to see it from the scriptures. Open to John 14. Because a lot of people have this misconception about the Christ and God himself. and of his fullness. When we get this understanding tonight, it will help us go a long way. John chapter 14. All right, I read from verse 4. Now Jesus was interacting, was conversing with them, and then when he came to 4, and whither I go, ye know. Jesus was telling them that where I'm going, you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, he said, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? After Jesus said in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no one cometh to the Father but by me. And verse 7, he said, if you have known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, he said, ye know him and have seen him. Wow. They were looking for the Father. They were not satisfied with Jesus. They wanted something more. Hallelujah. That was the problem that Jesus had with the Pharisees. When he began to say, before Abraham, I am. You understand? He was trying to tell them that he is God also. They said, no. That's, I will know the dispensation of Abraham and you, the son of a carpenter. And you say that you know Abraham, that before Abraham you are. And they wanted to stone him. Praise the living Jesus. Jesus cleared them. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. In verses 10. Okay, let me read from verse 9. He said, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and he has not known me? Philip, he that have seen me have seen the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Jesus is the embodiment of the Father. He said it pleases the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. What is it that you're looking for? It is in Jesus that you can get it. I don't know what you're looking for, but whatever it is, the person of the Christ encompasses it all. You know, when a father gives birth, he says, this one is carbon copy. Hallelujah. Jesus is not carbon copy. Jesus is original of the Father. Have you done original? Like the original of the original. I'm telling you the truth. When you have seen him, some people think that, you know, before I used to think that when you go to heaven, you're going to see one old man, the Father, you see beards, you know, and then you see Jesus seated. God is spirit. Praise the living Jesus. Jesus is the manifestation of God bodily. He is the spirit of spirits. Even in heaven, they can't see him. They only see a reflection of glory, lightning. It is Jesus that is the full expression of the Father. See, I and my Father is one. He said, and of his fullness. God gave Jesus his fullness. That God emptied himself in Christ. Praise the living God. And of that fullness, they have all we received, and grace for grace. When he came, he brought grace to man. While I was doing this study, I checked out that word, and of his fullness. The Greek word there is pleroma. He said, maximum capacity that is attainable. That is the full import of God. The full import of God. That means in that verse, you can actually put it this way. For of his fullness and of his pleromatos, he said, of him have we received and grace for grace. And grace for grace. Grace for grace. That is overabundance. That is all surpassing grace. All surpassing grace. See, all you need. What is it that you are praying that God should give you? It is all in the grace of God. Grace is unmerited favor. It is enabling power.
when the grace of God is upon a man, it quickens that man. It favors the man. Praise the living God. He said, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. As we commune this night, as we take communion, something is going to happen in your spirit. And from today, you'll be full of grace and truth. Some of you, you're reading the scriptures, you know, but you're not getting understanding. You're not really understanding some things. He said, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Full of God's unmerited favor. Full of unmerited favor. Now, from this scripture, I try to find out what that grace in this particular verse actually meant. Generally, we know grace to be unmerited favor and enabling power. Praise the living God. Full of grace and truth. If you must get grace, it must come from God. For every good gift cometh from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. He said, the Lord is a sun and a shield. Psalm 84, 11. The Lord is a sun and a shield. He said, the Lord will give grace and glory. The Lord giveth grace and glory. No wonder he said in James 1, James 4, if you read verse 6, he said he giveth more grace. That means for you to receive, you must obtain grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. You will obtain mercy and find grace to help you. And of his fullness, not of the fullness of Satan. Are you hearing me? Not of the fullness of your knowledge, of your intellect, of your degrees, the level you've attained in your career, but only of the fullness of God. Can you walk in the full import of your destiny? And of his fullness. And of his fullness have we all. Praise the living God. Is there any exception? No exception. Both young and old, of his fullness. When God brought Jesus, he brought him in the fullness of his mind. He said he gave him his spirit without measure. Gave him his spirit without measure. And of his fullness have all we received. Tonight you are going to pray. In fact, the prayer will go beyond this place. You say, Lord, of your fullness I receive. When I was studying this scripture, as I was going through it, I've been reading this place. But when I came to this place, something happened in my spirit. And of his fullness, verily, verily, I said unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall do also even greater works. Because he came to give us food. He came to ordain us into the fullness of his person. That was why he said in Ephesians, you read Ephesians 4, if you start reading down, other verses 8 down, he said, and when he ascended up, he led captivity captive, he gave gifts unto men. If you read verses 11, he said, and some he gave apostles and prophets, and he gave some apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 verses 11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That is why he gave this ministry offices, for the edifying of the body of the Christ, that he will all come in the unity of faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The call of God upon your life is a call to fulfill to the utmost. The call of God upon your life is not to die without fulfilling purpose. is to die like Paul, who said, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. He said, now there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Praise the living God. Have all we received? Have all we received? As a result of we celebrated Christ's death and resurrection, the benefit of Christ, the benefit of the cross, the benefit of his blood, he said, and of his fullness have all we received. Whatsoever you're looking for now and in future, you can just tell God, say, Lord, of your fullness I receive this. Because when he came, he emptied himself. He emptied himself. He said, don't you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? In that he was rich, but for your sake he became poor so that you may be rich. Grace. And of his fullness. And of his fullness. In fact, no wonder Paul said, after his exploit in ministry, he said that I may know him. He was still pressing further. He said that I'm still pressing towards the mark. He was still pressing further. Because you cannot get the totality of God. It's all surpassing. Praise the living God. What God is calling us into is to carry his fullness. He said, no one has seen God at any time. No one has seen God at any time, because God is a spirit. So when he decided to manifest himself, that man will understand him better, he decided to come in the flesh, and the world was made flesh. Jesus could only declare him because he was full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. He said, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. He said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He said, no man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, has declared him. He declared God the Father in power, in the demonstration of the Spirit, because he was full. Speaking of Stephen, in Acts of Apostles chapter 6, he says, Stephen, full of faith. Full of faith. If you are full of grace, you'll be full of faith. Because grace is a product. Faith is a product of grace. Praise the living God. We came to know Jesus. We are born again by the grace of God. He says, it is not by works, lest any man should boast. What is it you are asking God? Pay him of your fullness, I receive it, and then you walk in it. Of your fullness. Of your fullness. Of your fullness on every side. Of your fullness in your working place. Lord, of your fullness I receive. I receive. He said the whole creature, Romans 8:19, waited for the manifestation of the sons. Sons are they that are full of his grace. He said, with great grace, great power given the apostles, witness of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, said, and great grace. Why is it that when a man, God wants to send a man, he imparts upon him grace? He imparts upon him grace. You know, when we go for meetings like this, a man of God, when they climb podium, celebrate the grace upon the man. We are celebrating grace. You understand? Grace is a personality. Praise the living Jesus. And of his fullness have all we received. Do you know that Jesus fills every one of his members? Can you just see Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22? Of your fullness. Ephesians 1 22. Ephesians 1. Okay, let me start from 21. He said, far above principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, he said, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. If you're ready, he will fill you up. Hallelujah. And of your fullness, Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come to me, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And of your fullness, I can't be in sickness, because when you die, the Bible said, of your stripes I am made whole. Of your fullness, I can't be poor, because you took my place in poverty that I would be wealthy.
Hallelujah.
Have all we received? Every one of us have received a level of grace. But can I tell you something? You can increase in the grace of God upon your life. You can increase in it. I've read the scriptures, the epistles. I found out that Paul, whenever he comes to the churches, most times church in Corinth, in the Corinth church, the Corinthian church, the Ephesian church, and all of that, he always greets them. Grace be multiplied unto you. Praise God. That means the grace of God upon your life can be multiplied, and of his fullness. And of his fullness have all we received. Anything that God has not given you, don't have it. Receive only the things he has given you. Be sufficient in what he has given you. Be content. Praise the living God. Be content. Grace for grace.
Satan will want to give you a shortcut, you know. He will want to give you something that you will eat. And the scripture says that later, your mouth will be filled with gravel, because it is not of God.
Satan does not have any good agenda for any believer, for anybody in the world. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10. He said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, when he comes, he comes in the full. He said, I will open the windows of heaven and there will be no room to contain the blessings that will come. When God wants to bless a man, that is why most people wonder. Say, How come? This is not possible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. And of his fullness.
Balakashita branda setega balatayaga.
Have all we received. Have all we received. And grace for grace. Somebody say grace for grace. Says grace for grace. We have received grace for grace. That two words there is quite deep. It's like saying, you can actually put it this way: grace upon grace. That means the grace you're operating, him coming is going to add. You know, Paul had a little challenge in his ministry. He said, by the abundance of the revelation that was given me, you know, least I should be exalted beyond measure. He said, that was given unto me. He said, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Then he besought God 3 times.
Hallelujah.
Did you see the secret? The secret to receive grace or to walk in higher realms of grace is to beseech God. Is to look for him. Second, boldly to the throne of grace. He said, I besought God. Thrice. And then the Lord spoke to him. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. Someone, after taking this communion tonight, I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know. See, for you to receive, how do you even receive? You receive by grace.
Hallelujah.
Sufficient grace will be given you as you take communion. That is something communion does. He said we are heirs of God through Jesus Christ. In Galatians 4, verse 7. We are heirs of God through him. We are co-heads. So if Jesus operated in the fullness of God, a level that will come to you is something that will overwhelm you. How do we receive? We receive by grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. You will obtain mercy. Find grace to help. Praise God. That means before the issue will arise, you already have the capacity in you, you know, to surmount it. Praise the living God. And find grace to help. How do we receive? Can we check the scriptures very fast? My time is up. 2 Corinthians 9. I'll just take 8 verse 9 and then I take 9 verse 8. 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. He said, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though, he was talking of grace here. Paul was talking of grace to the Corinthians. So he said, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich because he was rich in grace. He was full of grace. There is a grace of God that will be imparted in your life. The nation will come they will seek for you. See, the world is looking for solutions. Hallelujah. Yeah. And Jesus is not going to come in the flesh again. He's going to walk through you. The fullness of him that filleth, he wants to fill you. That is why things like communion, you don't take it for granted. People in the dark world serving Satan know the power of the blood. They fortify themselves. They renew their covenant because they know the power of the blood. And then he has given us a token, a physical token of a spiritual accomplishment. He said, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty you might be rich. 9 verses 8. He said, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things. How do you have all sufficiency? How do you get sufficiently? By the grace. Hallelujah. And grace for grace. And grace for grace. You can put it grace upon grace. Someone tonight, you are receiving grace upon the grace you have. Someone tonight, a grace is coming upon your life. Paul said that I am what I am today by the grace of God. I am the least of the apostles, but I labor more than they all. He said, it's not even me that is laboring. There is something upon me that has given me that capacity, that has given me that ability. It is called grace. There is a level of grace that the old covenant prophets and, you know, kings operated upon. It was not sufficient to save man. The scripture speaking, you know, if you read Genesis 6, if you read down, you find out that the man called Noah found grace. So the word grace started from that Genesis 6. See, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And then him and his family was preserved. Praise the living God. Grace. They operated in a level of grace. But when God decided to save man, then when the fullness of time came, he brought forth his son. The grace that Jesus gave is an overcoming grace. It is a saving grace. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. When I checked out that word grace in this verse, the Greek word lexicon for it is charistos. charistos. It means to make graceful. I don't know, maybe the grace upon your life is limited, but God is going to make it full. To make graceful. Hallelujah. To make graceful. To compass with favor. Someone tonight, a favor is hitting you. A dimension of favor is coming your way. In the name of Jesus. He said to honor with blessings. The Lord is going to honor you with blessings. The Lord is going to honor you with blessings. And grace for grace. You can imagine the exploits of people in the old covenant. And then Paul speaking, said that that should be 2 Corinthians 3. If you read from verse 5 down, he said that this is the glory that will be done away. He said, can you imagine the glory that is in this new covenant? He said, we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. He said, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. See, when grace comes, it reveals glory. Hallelujah. That was why in Psalm 84:11, he said that the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. It is not glory and grace. Grace and glory. Let's go now. The Lord will give. He giveth more grace. It takes the humble to receive the grace of God. It takes they that are humble to receive the grace of God. Beloved, the grace of God upon your life can be increased. How? By communion. Say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. And the communion of the Holy Spirit. As you take communion tonight, let your heart cry be, Lord, the grace that I am operating, I am tired of this status quo. Increase the grace upon my life. Because when a new level of grace is given, a manifestation of glory is revealed. Like Paul, he said, the grace of God upon my life has made me what I am, and his grace is not in vain. Open your mouth, say, Lord, tonight, let there be a release of grace. Let there be a release of grace. As I take communion tonight, let there be a release of grace. Let there be a release of grace. You cannot go far. You cannot accomplish much if you are not full of grace. Instead of Stephen, he said this man is full of faith. And because he's full of great faith, he did mighty miracles. Jesus walked with his disciples 3 years, and then when he wanted to go up, when he wanted to ascend to heaven, he did not just send them forth. He said, tarry until you are endued with power. Until you are endued with power. And the scripture recorded in Acts of the Apostle 4:31. Verses 33, he said, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. Great grace was upon them. The apostles experienced a dimension of grace that they could walk on the street and the people by the side would be healed by just their shadow touching them. Say, Lord, increase the grace of your grace upon my life. Of your fullness I receive grace tonight. Of your fullness I receive grace tonight. Of your fullness I receive grace tonight. Maliga ba shatalaba. Regetegetegalabaladaya. Sinahando brandes katabaladaya. In the name of Jesus Christ. One more prayer. Say, Lord, in Jesus' name. Pakatelo shakabrada. Say, Lord, tonight I receive grace to fulfill. Jesus said something. He said, I've not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. There is a destiny upon your life to fulfill. Say, I receive the grace to become and to accomplish what you have ordained me to be. Open your mouth. Say, Lord, I receive the grace tonight. Say, surpassing grace. the all-sufficient grace to become and to fulfill. To become, because a lot of people become, but they don't fulfill. Why some doesn't even become at all? Say, Lord, I receive the grace to become and to fulfill. I receive the grace to become and to fulfill. As I take this communion, I receive the grace to become and to fulfill. As I take this communion, my life will not remain the same. I launch in into another realm of glory. Shana Tabaya.